This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio, and we're visiting this week for transparency's sake on Monday, August 15th with Nelson French from Silver Bay, well, and specifically from Rocky Wall Road. Welcome back to KTWH, Nelson.
Hey, Leo, thank you so much for and back to chat a little bit about our wonderful music series that we have going on here in Silver Bay.
Yeah, I think people are more aware than ever this year that the Music in the Park series is ongoing in Silver Bay, so successful that they've essentially had to name the venue as City Center Park. I think that's pretty impressive that you've, the concerts themselves seem to have created a new park, Nelson, or am I exaggerating a bit?
No, I don't think you're exaggerating, but if you talk about it and have an event there, the park will come, and that's sort of the approach that we've taken, and everyone that we are hearing from in the community indicates that they're very thrilled to know that they've got a place where they can gather on Friday nights and hear some great music. So thus the beginning of a park in the city center.
Beautiful thing, I must admit. I'm jealous, and it gives us all hope that we can do similar things in our own communities. And you've had three concerts already this summer and had a couple of week hiatus for some personal things going on with the very small but energetic Rocky Wall Productions team, and during which we had our festive sale, and I believe they had something they call Bayfront Blues Fest.
And Bayfront Blues Fest.
Yeah, so the timing was pretty good for the hiatus, and you're back with a vengeance or with a purpose this week. You want to tell us about what you've got on the musical entertainment menu for this Friday?
We've got what we're calling our Two from Texas show, although both of the folks coming in are not originally from Texas.
In fact, they're Northerners.
That's right. We have Freddie Arger and Sarah Burton coming in. Freddie is a Hibbing native and class of 1961 graduate from Hibbing High School who moved to Austin, the Texas area, back in the late 60s, joined up with this little startup company called Dell Computers and did really well, but also kept doing music, his writing, and his poetry, and Freddie's coming back to perform for the third year in a row and for the second time at a Rocky Wall Silver Bay Music in the Park concert series. Sarah is actually coming back to Silver Bay for her fifth visit. She, too, was here last year for the first concert series. Sarah is originally from Toronto, Ontario, and has moved to Terlingua, Texas. So Freddie is living in Dripping Springs, Texas, and Sarah is living in Terlingua, Texas, and they're both touring the country right now, and they're both going to land in Silver Bay, and they're going to bring some great music into town. Freddie and Sarah have rehearsed together, but they've never performed publicly together, so this will be the first time that they will have performed together. Silver Bay will be given that treat.
So is it fair to say that the intervention of the meddlings of Rocky Wall Productions, yourself in particular, helped bring these two artists who may not have ever intersected with each other, that you brought them to the musical table together somehow?
That's part of the dynamic that we are able to do here, and we have fun doing it. And, you know, these musicians, many of them, especially people like Sarah and Freddie, who are a generation or two apart, you know, Sarah's in her late 30s, Freddie is late 70s, enjoy coming together. It's a challenge for them to learn how to play a set together and how to meld their different music styles. And so, yes, we're playing a role in those types of things about. And again, for good creative musicians, they love it.
Yes, I got a chance to take in Freddie's concert last fall. Was it end of September or even October? But anyway, when he performed,
1st.
Yeah, performed with Scarlett Rivera in the auditorium, the beautiful Kelly School Auditorium, and he's a pretty vibrant late 70s type guy. I mean, he has plenty going on still.
As I mentioned, you know, these guys from Hibbing, it's hard, you know, a town that I'm from too, but it's hard to slow us down as we get into our later years. And so Freddie's a lot like Bob Dylan in that regard. And in fact, Freddie's dad was an electrician that worked with Bob Dylan's dad. So the Zimmerman family and the Arger family are very close.
Wow, the connections are so rich here, and it makes me want to try to note for people who haven't had the pleasure of seeing hearing Freddie perform. And we do have a couple of CDs here that I will definitely work into the mix after and before our interview, Nelson. I don't have Sarah's. I will try to be obtaining some Sarah's stuff in time for our Wednesday interview. I have listened to both of them, and I would leave it to you to maybe paint the picture of what it is that those two artists do musically.
Well, first, artistically, they're both amazing in the vein of poets. I think they're wonderful singer-songwriters. They both approach it from a little different angle, and it's hard to say who they are like. But Sarah speaks from the heart and her road travels and her life travels, as does Freddie. And I guess that's what they have in common. You know, Freddie's got a little more crusty late 70s vocalizations going on, and Sarah's still got a vibrant young voice, and we're excited to hear them perform together. But they're both in the Americana music genre, folk singer-songwriter types. Freddie perhaps is, I would say, even a little more towards the beat kind of stuff. He's got some wonderful songs from the early years that are very much like beat poems and put to music. So I think folks should just come out and see what they do in their individual sets, and then, excitingly for us, is to see what they do when they're performing together. So,
because no, you can't really know what that's going to be like, because it's never happened before.
And what it's amazing, you know, we just talked a little bit about bringing the artists together, and then, you know, they perform together. In the small world department, Freddie's coming to town with a new CD, a new album that he cut in the last year called Freddie's Diner, and I'll be darned if Scarlett Rivera doesn't show up on three of the tracks on that new CD. So that would not have happened had we not gotten them together in Silver Bay.
Yeah, so Silver Bay is now becoming a fertile crossroads of the music scene. Little did Rocky Wall Productions necessarily know that was an additional bonus. You're bringing people to Silver Bay on beautiful summer nights, and you are making some musical alchemy.
Well, that's definitely happening. And, of course, we have four more shows after they come. They're going to be here Friday, August 19th at 7:30 p.m., and their show goes – they're doing at least a two-hour show, 7:30 to 9:30. So now that the sun is setting earlier, the lights will cast their over the band on the stage, which is there in City Center Park. And then the following Friday, competing with our wonderful friend Corey Chisel, who will be playing at the State Theater in Ely, and I wish I could go to that show. But Alexander Craig, who's a Robert Johnson old-style blues performer, is going to be here in Silver Bay on Friday, August 25th at 7:30 p.m. for a one-man concert. Probably a little bit like Charlie Parr, but a little different than Charlie Parr, but the same dynamic. And Alexander is, I've not seen him perform, but Jerry Levine, our expert sound fellow, has, and I've listened to some of his material, and he's very, very good.
And Alexander is out of Minnesota? Do you know?
Alexander Craig is out of the, I think, the St. Cloud area, north and west of the Twin Cities a little bit.
Wow.
And
we haven't had the pleasure of crossing paths with him yet musically, so I look forward to that. We have a lot of blues music here.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. And there's not a lot of stuff online about him, but he's got a very high energy fusion of rock and roll, soul, punk, and blues. Basically, I guess is how he phrases it.
Well, is he rendering all of this as a solo artist? I mean, that's
he's good. Rendering all of this as a solo.
Wow,
artist.
Wow, I can't wait to see how he pulls that off. Okay, that's pretty dynamic.
He used to go by the name Crankshaft, but he's kind of dropped that, and he's going with his regular given name now. So,
okay.
Yeah. And basically, he says that he speaks a positive message and promotes unity during these divided times. So that's also refreshing. Part of what these concerts are designed to do is to bring us all together for a common evening of celebration of music and friendship and family in the City Center Park. So
that's,
we look forward.
That is August 26th, Alexander Craig, and the concerts are still at 7:30 as we move into the end of...
They all still start at 7:30.
Okay.
And that shows an hour and a half set that'll go from 7:30 to 9. And then we have Dusty Hart on Friday, September 2nd, which I guess that's Labor Day weekend, right?
That would be Labor Day weekend. So the start of a big celebratory salute to the end of meteorological summer is actually, you know, on September 1st. So it's kind of a shock to our systems, that reality check.
But there are at least two women, Barbara Jean and Molly Dean, and I think there's a third woman that's going to be with them, is the group Dusty Hart. And they, you know, they have amazing harmonies with layers of guitar, fiddle, and banjo. to define their sound, I guess. And they've got a very distinct vocal style that creates kind of a haunting sound that'll take us on a pathway as we look through the band towards Lake Superior.
Wow.
For an evening of wonderful music and, you know, and vast landscapes and poetry of words and things like that. So we're excited to have them come.
Great. Nelson, do you know if they do a mixture of originals and classics, or are they a specific geography? You hear Dusty Heart and you're thinking we might be back in Texas or something.
Yeah, well, they're out of the Twin Cities, but they've played up in Grand Marais frequently, as I understand it.
Okay.
I've not heard them, so I'm assuming it's a lot of original material.
Okay.
But again, I don't know, and I will learn when I see them performing.
Excellent.
So, all I know is that their vocalizations and their harmonies are really rich, and that they're going to send some really good sounds through the city of Silver Bay.
Very good. So we go from a group that you're almost discovering at the same time the audience does to some people you probably are very familiar with on September 9th.
Yeah, September 9th is Paul Metza, who's a dear old friend, and I've spent many, many evenings listening to his music and being, you know, going out and doing stuff with Paul. And his good friend, Sonny Earle, will be on the harmonica. And they do some wonderful, wonderful two-person blues. And that's mostly original material, because Paul is a wonderful songwriter. And, yeah, he's a seasoned veteran. He's seen it all, as they kind of say. And he's a tremendous entrepreneur. You know, he has a television show. He has a radio program. He's, I think, writing his third book right now. He will have his new book, Alphabet Jazz, with him when he comes to town. That's just being released right now. And so Paul is just a prolific performer and entrepreneur. And they, you know, and these guys have been playing together many, many years, mostly in the bars along the Mississippi River in the Twin Cities. But it's good to get them out onto the North Shore. Paul, of course, moved to Duluth a couple of years ago, lived for a year on the first floor of the Zimmerman Goldfine duplex in Duluth. And he's just moved into his own home in West Duluth within the last month or so.
Oh, wow. West Duluth. Welcome here, Paul Metza. And so on September 9th, he's playing with Sonny Earle. Do you know where Sonny hails from and how Paul met up with him? How long ago that was?
I know he's an attorney, and he's still practicing, and I do not know how they ran into each other, but they've just been performing together for, you know, good 20, 30 years at least. So
I think that's a great moniker, the harp blowing attorney. I mean, there's got to be a one off there.
Yeah, you could play a lot off that one. And then, of course, we close our season this year with a big bang, just like we opened it with a big bang. Not that, you know, all of these artists are wonderful, but Robbie V and his Rock and Roll Caravan will close up our season. And, you know, Robbie is just a consummate performer. You know, he grew up in a family of musicians. His dad, Bobby V, obviously was, a good friend of our good friend Bob Dylan's. And so Robbie grew up in a family that was surrounded by music and performance. And he's got, you know, Robbie's got accolades from Paul McCartney. And, you know, I actually just a who's who of the rock and rollers of our generation really claim that Robbie is the real thing, and he is the real thing.
He is the real deal, as his dad was.
We had him perform a benefit concert for the Armory a couple of years ago, and he did a great job and just had a wonderful time. And he's a strong supporter of that project. But you know, he brings the roots of rock and roll to the new sound of Americana music of today. So it'll be fun to hear that blend.
So it's billed as Robbie V and his Rock and Roll Caravan. I assume that caravan includes a pretty significant band?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to reach out to him. I don't know exactly how many are in the band, although I did find the stage plot from when he performed for us before. And I think it was a 5-member band. So,
okay.
Yeah, there'll be a stand-up bass, there'll be a couple guitars, there'll be a drummer. It should be a really good show.
This concluding concert, it still start 7:30 start on September 16th?
7:30 start on the 16th, and the show over by 9 o'clock. And actually, the sun will be setting right at the start of the show time.
Right, so we'll be rocking under the stars, is what I wanted to point out, which is going to be awesome.
Stars and the great lighting by Jerry Levine. So
fantastic! Wow. Yeah. Well, that will put a capper on quite a second season. And I guess I would ask you what you are going to do for an encore, but you still have five shows to get through, Nelson. So I'm not going to push you on that. But
yeah, let us get through these. Although we are already next year. I guess what's really rewarding is the strong support that the community giving us through their feedback. You know, there's something to do on Friday nights after Bay Days now in Silver Bay.
Oh, yeah.
People are having, families are having a wild time. And in fact, what's really interesting is that, you know, we try to count the numbers of people attending the shows. We've had, last year in five shows, we had about 1,500 people. Our first three shows attracted about 1,500 people this year. But we're learning that people sit in their yards at home and the shows.
I believe you also told me that people were sitting across in the parking lot over at the Variety Store listening out their windows.
Oh, yeah. Folks drive up in their Polaris Rangers, their ATVs, and they sit on the side. Some of the vets wheel up in their wheelchairs on the sidewalk along the folks from the vet's home. And then folks do pull up in the Zups parking lot, roll down their windows, just like going into a drive-in movie, I guess.
you give your audience counters quite an assignment there. That takes some extra diligence to find them all.
Well, now we really drive around town and see who's sitting out in their yard.
Perfect. Nelson French, Silver Bay, Rocky Wall Productions, doing the Rocky Wall concerts in Silver Bay. That's why we started the conversation, but we ended on a great note about how all of our communities can embrace change in a positive way. It's really good to hear from you, Nelson. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. It's been very good speaking with you and everybody. We hope you get out to some of the concerts if your schedule permits. Thank you.
All right. We will, yes, we'll see you on the radio and hopefully see you at the musical venues, Nelson, for the rest of this 2022 season. Take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Nelson French, who is with Rocky Wall Productions, three-person nonprofit out of Silver Bay, and their next concert is Friday, August 19th at 7:30 p.m. Sarah Burton playing with Freddie Arger, and the following week on Friday, August 26th, they'll feature solo artist Alexander Craig at 7:30 at the Silver Bay City Center Park. This is Leo for KTWH.